Yevamos Perik Tes Zion Mishnah Gimel 16:3, and now we move on to the final topic of the Masechta, which is establishing that someone died in a vacuum, in of itself. So the question is, what does the witness need to see to confirm that the person indeed is dead? So first we want to describe in this Mishnah what of the dead person must be seen, what's sufficient to identify the body. So the Mishnah says, "Ein me'idin ela al partzuf panim imachotem." You cannot testify regarding the death of someone unless you have seen his partzuf panim, which has no translation in English, but it means the forehead and cheeks, the upper part of the structure of the face, imachotem, along with the nose. So those three components are essential: forehead, cheekbones, and nose. That's how Rashi learns, that's the Bartanura learns, which would mean, hypothetically, if a person's, you know, face were disfigured, that the nose and forehead and cheeks are no longer there, so then, even if you see the whole body, and you recognize what you think is the whole body, but you don't see those features, so then you could not testify that this was, positively identify this as the person in question. Tosfos don't... They reject that Rashi. They say, if you'd see the whole body in total, so then that would be sufficient, even if you didn't have these, you know, these specific components of the forehead, cheeks, and nose. But that's a machlokas. And the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down both shitas of Rashi, that you need the specific three, and Tosfos, if you see the whole body without the specific three, both those are possibilities for identifying the body. Now, it doesn't help if you don't see the essential components you need to see to identify the body. If you have other identifying features, whether of the person or of his clothing, that's not sufficient. Words, you say the guy was, you know, 5'9" and 180 pounds, that's not going to be sufficient, because there could be lots of people who are 5'9" and 180 pounds. And same goes with the clothing. He's wearing a name tag that said, "Hello, my name is Bob." Yes, so good. It's Bob's clothing for sure, but who says the guy inside the shirt is Bob? Maybe Bob switched clothing with somebody else and Bob's still alive. So that's true. The Gemara goes on to say that there's two ways to identify things in Halacha. One is called simanim, specific identifying features, and one is called tevias ayin, a holistic view of the whole object. This comes into discussion like in Bava Metzi with returning lost objects, etc. So Tosos before it said that tevias ayin is sufficient to recognize the whole body and person, even if you haven't got the specific features. What we're talking about here are simanim, are specific identifying features, not the whole body. And the Mishnah's point here is that simanim are not sufficient, but tevias ayin, at least according to Tosos, would be. Notwithstanding that, the Gemara concedes that if you're talking about very specific simanim, not things like 5'9", 180 pounds, but like, for example, this guy, he has six fingers on his right hand, or something else that's totally peculiar to this particular person, so that would be an acceptable simon. And if you found the body without having the, you know, the forehead, cheeks, and nose, but the rest of them look like him and you see the six fingers on the hand, that would also be okay. In contrast, when it comes to his clothing, that's not going to be okay, because no matter how specific the identifying features are, obviously he could have switched, the clothing are confirmed to be his, but the body within the clothing, you never know. Ein me'idin ela ad she'tetzei nafsho. The witness can't testify unless he personally, or she, personally saw that this person is dead. Meaning, afilo ro'u muguyad, even if you saw the guy, like, you know, chopped to pieces, you know, his arms, legs were chopped off, or his, you know, he's got a chest full of bullet holes. If the guy was alive and then the witness turned away or ran away or looked away or whatever away and didn't see the person actually die, so then they can't testify that he's dead, because maybe he survived. The Gemara again concedes that if he's certainly going to die, like, for example, the fellow's, you know, neck, his throat was slit and, you know, he was still gurgling and bubbling and whatever when the person looked away and ran away, but clearly that person was, you know, he was ready. It's just a matter of moments or time before he died, for sure. That would also be acceptable. Saluv, same goes if he was hanged, like from a rope from a tree, or crucified. as they did in the Roman times, or of a chayo chelesbo, or there's an animal actually eating his body while he's alive. In all these cases, if you see the guy hanging or crucified or being eaten alive, if he's still alive, he's hanging from the tree, but he hasn't yet died, he's still talking or mumbling or gurgling or whatevering, who says he didn't get cut down from the tree at the last second and he still survived it? Same goes with crucifixion. If he's not dead yet, same goes with the animal eating not the heart or the lungs, or, you know, but if the animal was eating his whatever, his legs at the time, there's no guarantee that the animal moved on to kill him and he might have been saved. More than that, testimony is only valid for the first 3 days, as far as the holistic stuff goes, or the face, etc., because we're concerned that after 3 days the body becomes so disfigured from as it breaks down and swells up and all these kinds of things, and that you no longer can confirm it's the right person anymore. So after 3 days, no longer, it's too late to identify the body. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Lo kol ha'adam v'lo kol ha'makam v'lo kol ha'sha'os shavan. Rabbuda says it depends. There's no such hard and fast rule about 3 days. I mean, not every person is the same, because people who are fat break down much quicker. And not every place is the same. If he was, left to die under the open sky and directly in direct sunlight, he's going to, become disfigured and decay much faster than if he's in a cave in protection. And local Lachos, not every time of the year is the same thing. I mean, if it's in wintertime, so there's a lot less, the whole process is much slower than in the summertime. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that there's no such thing as 3 days as a hard and fast rule. However, the Chacham say, yes, it is. They say they agree that, of course, what he's saying is true in principle, but as far as the halacha goes, the rabbis put their foot down at 3 days, and that's the rule, and therefore 3 days is the rule in all scenarios, and that's the halacha. However, the Gemara has concessions that if, for example, the body fell into water as opposed to in the dry land, the rules are different. And similarly, if it was extreme cold, like if it was, he fell, up on the Hermon Mountain where he's frozen, or climbing Mount Everest where he's frozen, and there, of course, the body can be preserved much longer, and the rules then would be different.